This is Bob and Sherry.
We are really excited to have Jonathan Trapp join us on the show. Jonathan recently went for a ride in a special balloon cluster chair. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're so excited about what you did just the other day. Would you explain to people who are not aware what a balloon cluster chair ride is?
Sure. Well, to give you a visual, if you attach a giant cluster of toy balloons to yourself or a small harness and float off into the skies, kind of like that childlike dream, that's what this looks like, a giant cluster of toy balloons carrying a pilot aloft.
So these are not just great big balloons that, like, the Weather Service would use. These are actual balloons you would get at a party stop?
These are great big balloons like the Weather Service would use.
They are big ones.
How many?
Okay.
So let's start with what kind of chair and how many balloons?
Okay. Well, on this particular flight, we had a small harness. The harness kind of I sit in it. It wraps around me a little bit like a climbing harness, but a little bigger.
Okay.
Then it's got a couple clip-in points for carabiners. And then from the carabiners, it's all rigging that we rigged up that goes up to the large cluster. The cluster is 40, 45 feet high. Of toy balloons. You say, what kind of balloons? I can tell you all about them, chloroprene and rolled polyurethane, but suffice to say they look like toy balloons. They look like the latex balloons you'd get at a party store.
And how do you – okay, so you achieved, I think, 7,000 feet in this harness balloon thing?
Yes. We were sampling the winds because any balloon system travels perfectly with the wind. So that's the way you steer, is by changing altitudes to get the winds that you want, because there's invisible currents of winds in different directions at different altitudes.
And you sit in a chair? What kind of a chair do you sit in?
Well, no, it's a harness, he was saying, like a climbing
harness.
There's no chair at all?
It's just a harness?
It's just a – well, here's the thing. We're talking about which flight. This Saturday, it's just a harness. We this is a very small sport. There's only a few people who actively do it. Only about 12 people who have ever done it, actually.
In the whole world?
Yeah, in the whole world, ever.
Wow.
Since 1937. First guy was in 1937. You're talking about attaching toy balloons to yourself. Yeah, it's
No, I get it. I'm not doing it. Believe me.
Jonathan, I read that when you fly like this with these cluster balloons, that you can't control the rise. Like, you got to 7,000 feet, but you could have gone much higher, so you have to carry supplemental oxygen?
Well, I do carry oxygen. You don't really need the oxygen until about 12,500 feet. The FAA requires it starting at about 12,500. So I carry oxygen, no problem. Aviators breathing oxygen, I can go to that. But as far as not being able to control the ascent, that is incorrect. A pilot who's trained in flying a gas balloon certainly can. When I chose to level out and descend, I did so within a couple of seconds of making the flight input. And, by the way, by saying making a flight input, that's a grandiose way of saying cutting away a balloon.
I was going to say, that's what you do. Now I have to ask you, the first time you did this, the first time you strapped in and went
some
up
balloons.
With some toy balloons, as you were going up and say you were 500 feet, were you going, I cannot believe I'm over the earth in a toy balloons?
Yeah, no, I wasn't as articulate as that. I had substantial, non-trivial fear. It's one thing to say, I'm afraid of, you know, speaking in front of a group. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right.
Flying some balloons, what's the worst going to happen? Well, all right, it's actually pretty substantial. So,
are you dangling there in this?
Is it comfortable in this harness?
Okay, this harness was much better than the first one we flew. The first one we flew was an office chair, just a standard unmodified office chair, Steelcase Uno. It's the one that sits in my office right next door right now.
Right.
That was terribly uncomfortable. I landed that and said, I'm never flying that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So then got this harness. And it's very comfortable for about an hour.
You don't get
up there for 14.
I mean, I worry about a wedgie, Jonathan. You know, you're up there because who knows where you're going to go, right? Who knows how high you're going to fly?
Well, I know how high I'm going to fly because I can control how high I go.
Yeah.
I've gone as high as, I would say, 18,000, but that's the FAA limit. So actually what I went to was 17,930,
please,
short of a class A.
Please tell us what it's like to be up in a cluster balloon at 17,930 feet.
Oh, it's tremendously beautiful. At that altitude, the air is very thin and crisp and very cold. It's completely silent. It's the only form of flight that's completely silent. There's no props or rotors or jets and there's nothing that comes between you and the sky. It's not like being in a commuter plane where you have this little window between you and
I would just be thinking there's nothing is coming between me and the Earth.
Yeah. It's got to be
15,000 feet of open air. It's just,
how cold is it when you're up that high?
Well, over the weekend, so I flew, this was our first flight that we flew through the night. I decided to make the attempt to survive the night after having sampled the weather and also, of course, studied the forecast for a good number of days going into the flight. And so it dropped on the surface. It was in the 40s, so it was below freezing up there at 5,000, 6,000 feet as we floated through the night. It got cold in the night.
And it's pitch dark, and there's no sound, and you're up there?
Yeah, now you're kind of getting right to it. The last people I talked to was about 2 o'clock a.m., and that was the controllers at Raleigh-Durham Airport, the tower controller.
Yeah.
The next 5 hours, I didn't talk to anybody, and it was completely dark, completely silent, very, very cold. It was tremendously beautiful. I was flying right over Raleigh with permission from the air traffic controller.
So you could see the lights down below and everything?
Oh, absolutely. Not the lights. By a rare coincidence, I floated over my house and my workplace within 200 yards of my workplace.
That's my house!
You know what would have been trippy, Jonathan, for some amateur hobbyist astronomer to just happen to be scanning the skies with a telescope and then you come sailing by?
It's E.T.
Right. Discover a new form, a new planet. What is that, a new planet, a star, a comet? No, it can't be a guy with balloons. That's not possible.
So here's something I'm wondering. When you're in the balloon cluster and you're at these altitudes, when you were at the 17,000 feet, does your sense of heights and all that relative perspective vanish so you're not really fearful? Or are you up there going, holy, I'm in a balloon 17,000 feet above the Earth?
Well, let's see.
Before you answer this, when Sherry says you're in a balloon, this is, if you're just tuning in, this is not one of those basket balloons. He's in a harness with a bunch of what looks like party store balloons.
Tied to it,
floating along. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you do, there's this thing in our heads that tell us if you're near the edge of a cliff, some evolutionary biology, something deeply ingrained, if you're near the edge of a cliff or near the edge of a building looking over, you're terrified because you have that visual reference falling onto the ground. When you get in a balloon, you don't have that visual reference. So even people who are afraid of heights typically don't have that feeling in a balloon. And it's very peaceful. You move with the wind. So there's no rush of wind blowing you. Because it doesn't matter how fast the wind is blowing. If it's going 20 miles an hour, you're going 20 miles an hour.
So there's no chance that a gust would send you, drop you a couple thousand feet and then loft you again.
Well, there's thermal activity. So if you're flying midday, normal balloons fly around sunrise and sunset when there's no thermal activity, terrestrial radiation, big columns of heat coming up and whipping you around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be caught in that. So if you're going to fly the balloon in the middle of the day, you can't fly a hot air balloon. But if you're going to fly these toy balloons, we have the duration to go all day. You just have to fly them high. Above the thermals.
High up there with the toy balloons.
Because otherwise you'd be dipping and swooping and soaring like a hawk, right?
Yeah, you certainly could be. If you were down there messing in the thermals, you'd be very unhappy, and you can get kind of an uncontrolled ascent followed by an uncontrolled descent.
That would be
get
bad.
Slapped into the, that would be bad. So we know about that. We train on it, and we know that if we're going to be flying in those conditions, we have to fly above the thermal.
Jonathan, we are out of time. We could talk to you forever.
Oh, I could talk to you all day.
Jonathan Trapp, one of 12 people in the entire world that does this. I am so impressed by you. And you, I also want to say you are completely out of your mind, Jonathan.
Jonathan, now listen.
I'm going to take you guys up.
I would love that. Jonathan is an FAA certified pilot, by the way. And the folks who do this do not want you like drinking a 12 pack of Natural Light and trying this with a lawn chair.
No.
You can go to Jonathan's website at clusterballoon.com and you could do the training and get certified to do this. But do not do this on your own, right, Jonathan?
That's exactly right. Take some training, go aloft, but only after you've done the training.
You are so nuts.
That's
and impressive.
Terrific. Take care of yourself.
Take care, guys.
Wow, that's something. Can you imagine you're up there and you're floating along, right? And he's saying there's no sound whatsoever, and then a jet goes by. That would mess up your head a little, wouldn't it? It's very quiet and a jet goes by.
I would love to do that, but I think I would be so scared out of my mind.
So nuts. It is coming up on 14 minutes after.